Brastex, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Hello. Emery.
Good afternoon.
All right, good to hear you.
How are you, sir?
Thanks, yeah. My phone is on. I can't have a phone to turn it off. Oh, yeah. Yeah, Mr. Murray. Following off on what Miss Faith Marshall Harris said, the former magistrate, she made a very good point. Matters involving children are put on the back burner. And, you know, things never, nobody pays serious matters attention sometimes unless it unfolds in the way how the young lady that was on the youth spoke, the way she unfolded that matter, well, that was beautiful. I find, Mr. Murray, that there are a lot of young people who want to express themselves. And we saw that yesterday and the day before. They have real concerns. And they know they're put on the back burner. And they don't want to come to the call-in program and hear the concerns. They take them a lot of courage to do it. And we must commend them when they come out of the shell and actually do it. But what a lot of people don't know is that a lot of these people, parents and children, seek out regular callers and ask them to call the program on their behalf. And certainly it has happened to me. And I've been doing that from time to time. You'd be surprised. Even lawyers ask me to put cases on the, and they tell me what to say for them sometimes, right? The thing is, though, whenever you make your point on the program, there are always people behind the scenes who are thinking that you are anti-government. And even so, they're not wrong if you want to be anti-government, because you could be whatever you want to be.
That is the nature of democracy.
Right, that's what I'm saying. So rather than callers call and deal with the point you put, whether I have a motive or not is irrelevant. I put a point. Correct it. Either show me that it is wrong or that it is right, but don't come to attack me. And as I said, parents and students asked me in recent weeks, if you were listening to the call-in program, you have heard me a couple of times, speak to this matter for them on CXC and Common Interest because they think that they are being disadvantaged, but they're afraid to come on here. One young lady said, I think, yesterday, her friends are afraid to get sidelined and to get affected by people and calls.
Yeah.
And, you know, I made a call, one of these calls I made elicited some response on the WhatsApp and from callers. And I remember somebody telling Mr. David Ellis, but he called about that already. We shut him down. He called about that already. I didn't know that you can call about a topic more than once. I never heard that as a policy of VOB. But
before you go on, sir, as the question as to the those young people who've been calling in and airing their views and giving insight into the physical and emotional and psychological and financial help and academic help. You know, I sometimes when I hear their pleads and when I hear the decisions that have impacted on them, some of it was predictable because I believe just that I was born small, I was born big.
Right.
It feels as though some of the decision makers weren't children or youth for that experience is growing and going to school. Because I know going to school, even though I might have been a half decent student, if there was an exam, I was still feeling anxious about the exam. You can imagine what they're going through now with all this disruption.
Yes.
Not only in time, methods of teaching. People who teach at university tell me it takes more to prepare for a class online. Far much more than in person.
Yeah, but you do get nervous. But I just want to make this little point here before I finish, because I know the time running out. On one occasion when I spoke to the matter of the common interest, I realized that people are talking wrong in circles, right? Problems need a point person for solutions. When you speak about the Ministry of Education, there's nobody feel culpable about anything because you're speaking about an organization. And I say to people, look, and I got this from Peter, because I got to say the school with Peter. Peter says sometimes, call out people. Because when you don't call out a name or somebody, nobody knows who you're really speaking to. Ministry of Education, do I mean the gardener? Do I mean the clerk? There's somebody responsible. Education is a big concern in Barbados. I am saying, Mr. Murray, as I said before, there's no, in my opinion, educational leadership taking place right now. Do you know that Ms. Hines had a call-in program on 2 Sundays ago, and it is on that program I learned that the ministers of education in the Caribbean all agree with CXC to continue the examinations this year and to continue them in the format as they had before. And one of the things that the students are asking is for a bit of clarity on it, and they believe that that caused them problems last year. So they're saying, look, we need a discussion with us or there should be changes. Now, here is our Minister of Education is involved with this matter and yet is silent to the public. I mean, ministries run, and you always hear ministers come out and represent their ministries. I agree that they're not the technocrats and at the bottom, or you might even be qualified in the area and certified in the area, but you must have a grasp of your ministry. Mr. Murray, you were a minister. You will send out your people to talk for you down at the bottom all the time. At some time, you should come out and speak. The matter in Barbados is too serious a matter for it to be swept under the carpet and not be given any hearing. Now,
I agree with you on that. There's been far too little or far too much of no information that is relevant and current to the situation. I'm aghast that so much could be happening. It is out there seething in the pub. You can hear people, and there's no response. There's no response at the level that can give you an enlightenment as to where we're going, what has been done, what is our position. It just happens, and it seems as though CXT is running the show.
It doesn't matter. And you know what hurt some children and parents who asked me to call in for them is when Mrs. P came out and said that I am a feminist. He don't mind, he's a feminist. Always with this topic of education. It hurt the children. It wasn't for me because I am not doing CXC. It hurt the parents to hear that. And those parents and children ain't coming to the radio anymore, even if they had the little courage to go from it because of the things Ms. P said about me in regards to them. They took it very seriously, and I wanted the public to know that. Thank you, Mr. Murray.
You're welcome. Thanks for calling. Good afternoon. This is Brass Hatch. We got about 13, 14 more minutes. Come in, sir. Thank you.
Yes, sir. How are you?
I'm pretty good. Yourself?
I'm trying to live. I got to respond to the guy who spoke about the network relative to the TV and the system.
Right.
Let me explain something what happened. You pay for X amount of money. You expected to get your system up there running at that quality. And then whenever there's rustling or there's some kind of cricket match or something, you realize that you are losing what you're supposed to be getting and you're buffing all the time. When you go and check, you're not up to the quality that you're supposed to be paying for. And then when you call, you get excuses. And the truth is that they tell you that all these people online, and therefore the system is going to drop. If you know that is the case, do not make people pay for what they're not getting. And I think I understand what the man's saying. He would have a box or two home in his house. You're having a Viettel box home that you can watch network. What little bit they give you for the big set of money doesn't worth it. So you go and you buy a box and you put it in your house, program it, and you're running it. You realize they keep buffing because the what quality you're paying for is dropping far below. And when you call and complain, 2 days or 3 days, it run good. And then it gone again. And when you call it and complain, you got to keep doing that. And I think I understand what he's saying. And a lot of us have been experiencing it. Because you can't sit down and watch CBC. All that show on CBC, good. I'm listening.
But you don't watch the stay-at-home party?
I watch it sometimes. There's a peep at it. But like, I peep at it on one television or on the phone. I watch the news. I love news and sports. I can watch news and sports. When it comes to movies, and I can drop sleep. But once it's news and sports, I can go from Algeria to Fox to CNN to MSNBC to BBC. I watch news all the time, 24/7. And I will have another TV, maybe watching sports. But you see, you can't.
I was going to ask you seriously. Have you ever read the contract between yourself and service provider for the
I read the contract. But I didn't record everything. 70 years ago, I don't remember all that thing. But you
does it
tells me nothing about losing quality. It tells me that this is what you have to pay for, and this is what you're supposed to get. Then tell me now that I can lose signal, I can lose what I'm supposed. That's what I'm paying you for. A street rate. The street rate is supposed to be £1. It's a £1 street rate for a dollar. I pay you for this rate a dollar for £1. When I get home, I realize the rate is less than a pound. It doesn't appear to me that's what they do.
My defense might be that I didn't guarantee you anything.
Wouldn't you call that prostitution? You're paying for
no, I'm just speculating that that's how the if the contract is worth, that might be a way out for them that they have not guaranteed you.
But what is happening? The bus that only hold 70 people, what they are doing, you're putting 150 people on the bus. Okay. The bus can't get over ourselves. Some people go to ghetto. So when the system, when the system drop out, the other people can watch it. So you get on top of ourselves again. When you get on top of ourselves, you can be able to watch it. That's exactly what's happening now. You overlook.
I love your analogy. I love your example. I appreciate it.
Let me get to another one.
These consumers can only all they do is organize themselves to put some pressure on the provider. See what you get.
Sir, you hear that? You hear another guy that called you and said that. Telling people I'm making that too, he's talking on behalf of people in the port. You see that Bridgestone port thing? I get a bar counter from New York here. The bar ain't no in the bar other than that is groceries and food stuff for family. No, I gotta pay $50 to go in the port for it. But you know what? I can't go in the port for it they want. So I have to pay a customs broker. I gotta pay a broker $115, $120 to give me the paperwork. Now you gotta give that to a trucker. But they gotta go to the shipping agency and pay them $200 Give a fucker $50 to pay to go in the port. Then go pay him $100 or $80 to bring it out. What sense in that paying $300 or $400 for a bar that somebody's sending for you to help ease your situation? Look at it. I don't mind paying $50 to go in the port. Nobody minds that. But you know, you can't go in the port now because of COVID. But watch what's happening to you, the poor man. Because not the rich man. This is helping the rich man out. The poor man is getting hurt because the only one who's going to make peace offer is the fucker and the person who's making the paper. And all the papers called for is papers you sign, fill in here, fill in there, sign it, and give somebody. But you now have to catch a broker who's going to make $120 or $115 or $110 off of you with some people you don't even pay $50 for the port and maybe a $20 for, or $30 for a boy brand out for it. And then don't worry that. It's in longer. My barrel, I was supposed to collect the barrel the day at the shutdown. The lady brought it that morning because she said 2 days ago she was going to bring it. She bought the same day shutdown so I can get the person to go in the port for it. You know, I get charged for storage fee.
Do you think that this might be a question of national security where, you know, the port has been reputed to be
We ain't got no problem with that. We got a fair custom broken out then. Where's that the farm to fill out?
Because they're trying to cut down on the amount of individual persons going into the port.
He's on that got nothing to do with going in the port because you're gonna get the fella with the trucker to bring it out. Ain't nothing to do. Why do you have to pay a broker $100 and something for a piece of paper that gonna come to you that a custom coming to you, you just sign it?
But the authorities at the port would know the broker, they'd be registered, they'd be authorized, and everything might be aboard. That might, I'm just speculating.
I bet so you don't, you know, that's your job. You're supposed to pull everything out of me when they come to you, or when people come to you. You have to try to find the other side of the coin, because yes, there's another side that other people might not see it. But looking at the money, tell me, Mr. Thing, if some your sister or your aunt sent you a barrel from New York, where they paid $90-something to ship it, that barrel has in a whole heap of food stuff and so on. But you know, when it gets here, you know what to get it. You tell me if it is fair for you to spend over 300 somebody bar, better start to get that bar. When once before you spent 150 so you don't think that's real hard?
The charges have gone up because government has to increase its revenue to run the country.
I love
you. That's why you pay taxes.
I agree. I understand, you know. I know the government has to make money because we ain't got no tourists coming. But watch it. like somebody said earlier about the buses, we could have been building buses. We could signal on building them. No matter talk about how expensive it is, we could have built buses. So Australia can tell we can fix the road, and the road can cost you $2 million to fix. And TWS staff that got a machine up there sitting down, like a machine could come and beg somebody to lend them a favor or rent a favor, they get an MTW and cost MTW less than the good, just as good or better. But we prefer to pay a contractor to come and do it. And we got a lot of roads booked here that want fixing, and we got Barbara Green machines sitting down, and men that could come and work them and ease the stress. You got, if you first started to talk, your head will hurt. Look at MTW and the fine. Over the more than 5 years, you got a hoist down that ain't working. A hoist down that ain't working. And something might have sent things to player sets to get them examined or whatever. Yeah. And you got hoisting MTW saying, no, you got a system that now come into play that I got a friend of mine 3.5 weeks can't get back to work to put the vamp on the road. Because sometimes we're doing things just the wrong way. We have the good intentions, but we're doing them the right way. And listen, the staff ain't going to talk about it because they're frightened to open them up and talk. And then fellas like me, you're going back there now. Well, remember, I might get victimized.
But sometimes, that's what the guy was saying. Sometimes you just have to follow the money.
But if he's not, boss, any money now? Look, listen, MTW could have had a new house put up, or a jack, or whatever. That house could have been working, and we could have got things doing better. What I'm saying is that we wait too long. We waste time. And in front of MTW, the water was running there for months and Sundays and years. And every time somebody come and patch it and think, MTW staff went one morning and dig it up, put down some cans around it, fix it, and left it to cure for about 4 days. And this is 3 years now in there, go then. If you call me to fix your car, I can fix the body work for your car, because I want it that next a year and a half I could get to do what I will get work again for it. I ain't going to fix it for the last 15 years. Okay. Think about it.
All have right, sir. Thank you very much. It's almost 2 o'clock. We have about 5-6 minutes to go. Brass Tax, good afternoon. Hello, Brass Tax.
Hi, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, sir.
Hi, how are you?
I'm pretty good. Yourself?
I'm not too bad. One of your moderators, right? Every time he say anything is we, when it concerns the government. Now, yesterday, I heard him say that we only have to get the buses on the road and the people can vote for us again.
Mm-hmm.
Did you listen to him yesterday?
Yeah, I didn't hear it. But,
he's always saying we. Is he a member?
I can't read a person's mind. I can't speak for it in a person's mind. I have not consulted them. That's something you probably have to ask them next time they're on the air.
I was trying to get on, but I mean, is he a member of the government?
Sir, please call him. I can't discuss about it. It is none of my business. I don't know. So I really can't enlighten you. But the best thing to do is to call that moderator and have it out with him, discuss it with him, thrash it out with him. Might have an interest in radio. I won't want anybody to speak on my behalf. I'd rather represent myself. You understand, sir? Thank you. Brass Tax?
Hello?
Yeah, hello? Come in, please. Yes, come in.
Hello?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
You can hear me?
Yes, sir.
Okay. This Marshall Hines Lane in there in the morning, right? Is Marshall Hines Lane? Hines Lane still there?
Is Marsha Hines Lane doing what?
Is she still there on the line?
No. She and Fairfax Marsha have gone, yeah.
Okay.
I'm glad to hear your voice.
Oh, thank you.
But for a reason, I just want to know if you still think Barbados had the greatest anti-COVID-19 program in the world.
Yes, I did. Yes, I do.
Okay. You must give me the factors that determine your conclusion that it was the best in the world.
I can give you the factors.
No, we don't have enough time now. Another time, maybe when I'm on next time.
Okay.
All right. Thank you very much. This has been Brass Tax for Wednesday, March the 17th. I'm Glenn Murray, your moderator, and with me today was Dennis Johnson's producer and director. I'm a technical operator. What I would like to say is, as usual, it was a pleasure with you. Thanks to the very many calls. And I look forward to being with you again. In the meanwhile, keep taking care of yourself, taking care of your family, and taking care of Barbados. Goodbye until next time. This has been Brass Tax.